Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. It's Friday the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. 2012, all the technology news on Star Wars Day. So in the UK, the Serious Organised Crime Organisation, or SOCA, has been attacked. It had a really serious cyber attack on its website. The DDoS attack happened yesterday, and it was a temporary inconvenience, unquote, to website visitors. None of their partners have been affected on the same server system, and they said it was only publicly available information that was available on the website anyway. So no one's lost anything, and it's all just fine and dandy. Graham Cluley, our mate from Sophos, said SOCA is right to highlight that there was no security risk posted by the DDoS attack, but we still have to remember that such an assault is illegal. This comes at the start of a season whereby the government is bracing itself for a whole load of cybercrime attacks, because of course the Olympics is coming and people want to disrupt it for some reason. Now, unless you've been on Mars, you'll have noticed that the Samsung Galaxy S3 has been launched. It came out in London yesterday, and it looks fine and dandy. There's lots of people raving about it, and there's tons of stories. It's got a Super AMOLED screen, which is 4.8 inches in diameter, and a bigger and better battery at over 2,000 mAh, and it's just 8.6 millimeters thick, and weighs 133 grams. I have no idea how much 133 grams really feels like. It does look nice. I've looked at the S2, and I thought that was fantastic. So if this thing's out there, it's probably really, really good. There's lots of shiny toys to come with it as well. There's the S Pebble, which is a pebble that links with your earphones and has got play and fast forward and plus and minus. And I can see that getting lost very, very quickly. And it comes with a clip, though, don't worry. And also, there is a wireless streaming dongle as well. It's a little tiny blackish-type pebble, again, that sits with a little blue LED on it. And allegedly, you can stream all your stuff through it to your HD TV through an HDMI connection. Won't that be nice? And also, if you're thinking about the S3, what might tip you over is 50 gig of extra storage on Dropbox. You'll be able to get all of your stuff up there and stream it all down to your Samsung. And if you've got a truly unlimited service with your mobile provider, then you'll have everything, everywhere, all the time. The list of providers for the UK is also out there, so go and have a look on TechRadar. Nokia has officially launched the 41 megapixel 808 PureView. This is a camera that's got three layers of image capture, and it gives fantastic quality pictures that look very, very good in good light. It's going to come out first in Russia and India, which is quite interesting. Emerging markets, perhaps. There's no mention at all about the UK. However, the rumour is 7th of May. But believe it when we see it. US, you're probably not going to get it at all. It's all cell phones today because the iPhone 5 is rumoured to have a 4-inch screen. There's a few pictures on iLounge.com. They're only going up by half an inch according to the rumours. And it's also a length change in the iPhone, not a width change. So you're going to have the same dimensions across the phone, but it's just going to be up and down a little bit longer. It's also got a white stripe across the back as well to set it apart. Whether this is true or not, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Again, no word on date or price. Torsten Hines has stood up this week and launched BlackBerry 10. It's got a whole new system that's supposed to get you closer to the internet, and it's also got a rewind system for your camera. We had a little talk about it last night on the big show, and we're going to have a bigger talk about the rewind facility on the photo show today. But it's rather nice, and it's out there. Now, Logitech has come out with a few nice little additions lately for the iPad, one of which is a super thin fold-down case with a nice keyboard on it. One of the things that they've come out with yesterday is a $100 keyboard cover that is solar-powered. So instead of having to plug in the Bluetooth keyboard that's in your folio and charge it all up, it'll do it all the time when you're walking around. Don't leave this one in the boot, however, because it obviously won't work when you get it out. Now, one of the nice stories that we've got today, because we've always got bad ones when it comes to gaming, is that Ubisoft is going to expand its Toronto offices to 800 employees within the next 10 years. Normally, gaming houses are shrinking and getting rid of people, but Ubisoft seems to be expanding and doing rather well. They've got good games out there at the moment as well. Assassin's Creed's been a huge one for them, and with Ghost Recon and Rainbow Six coming out again soon, then there's going to be a whole pile of sales coming their way, and the expansion will be complete. There's the word. If you've got great content, then people will buy it. And finally, if you're thinking about playing Rock Band on the iPhone at the end of the month or going to some kind of convention where you're going to play Rock Band on the iPhone in June, forget it, because you're not. Because as of May the 31st, your game will no longer play. If you've got the game loaded, then you have had a warning already that's popped up on your iOS device. But despite the fact you paid $4.99 for it a while ago and there was a pile of in-app purchases for song tracks, it's going to disappear. It's gone. You've rented it, you haven't purchased it. It's not just going to go there and just not expand anymore. It's going to physically disappear. You will not have it at all from the future onwards. EA has taken your money and run for the hills. Tut, tut, tut. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech News. We'll be back again this afternoon. We'll have the photo show and we'll have the Mac show, and then it'll be the weekend. Plenty of beer will be had. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.